Hello. Welcome to a Prairie Home Acid Trip. I'm your host, Joe Price, imploring you on bended knee to hold the acid. I come to you, dear listeners, today with a guilty conscience. I haven't done anything that I'm aware of, but I just always seem to feel this way. For as long as I can remember, it just feels like there's been a hammer hanging over my head, about to brain me for something that I've, some wrong that I've done. But who knows, maybe there is a secret me out there doing crimes and committing slights against people that real me has to answer for in the real world. Is that possible? There's maybe. There's just no way of knowing for sure. And I'm not about to Truman Show myself and have cameras installed everywhere that I walk in or everywhere that I'm living, and have the people that I interact with be actors in the show. You know, it's been a while since I've seen this movie, and I'm fuzzy on the plot. Were they all paid actors? Was this like some lifelong prank on this poor guy? Maybe I'll go back and rewatch it. I probably won't. If I'm going to be honest with you guys, you know, I feel a little guilty that I said that, because there's no way that I'm going to rewatch that movie anytime soon. Not even accidentally. It's not going to happen. Today's episode, I think it might behoove us to explore guilt as a topic. Now, this one might be a little tougher to stay true to, but we'll do our best. Because who among us hasn't walked through a grocery store and taken one of those candies out of a plastic bin and eaten it without paying for it? Who among us hasn't gone to a car dealership to test drive a Jeep Liberty and then taken that Jeep Liberty along with the poor schlub who was showing it to you and driven it to Sparks, Nevada, where you spent 72 hours just in a blacked-out, drug-induced fever dream, just doing things you have no memory of, but you do remember going to a blood bank to sell your blood right before it became infected with hepatitis so you could spend more money on Special K. Then you returned that Jeep Liberty with a full tank of gas because you were raised right. Who among us hasn't taken an apple off of a neighbor's tree while strolling to church on a Sunday morning? Guilt takes many forms. And in today's episode, we'll do our level best. And again, you know, I say that, but I don't mean it. I can't promise you I'm going to try my level best. I will try in that I will make an effort to come up with stories that meet this theme, but am I trying my best? There's just, I don't know. I'm making claims I can't back up. I'm writing checks that you won't want to cash until payday. So join me as we walk down this dusty lane to see where it leads us on the road to guilt. Let's get on with the show. And now, a noir story about a male prototype that embraces a toxically masculine persona to avoid confronting actual feelings or nuance, because it will cause him to confront truths in himself he isn't capable of unpacking and won't, because he views it as weakness.
Yeah, that's me. Lonnie Madrigal. I'm a private dick. It's a dame a dozen coming in here with some sob story about a boyfriend two-timing her with the shoeshine boy down at the Five and Dime. Some housewife boo-hooing about a husband making not so nice with the secretary when he says he's playing poker with the guys down at the lodge. I'm friends with these guys, and I'm not about to rat them out to some Dillard's mannequin for $15 an hour. It's called loyalty. These broads ain't know the first thing about it.
And that was a noir story about a male prototype that embraces a toxically masculine persona to avoid confronting actual feelings or nuance, because it will cause him to confront truths in himself he isn't capable of unpacking and won't, because he views it as weakness. Sits on his porch, double-guessing himself.
Yup. I reckon I shouldn't have said that. But I reckon it won't do a whole lot of good castigating myself over it. What's done is done. He did look mighty foolish in that ball cap. I'd have said the same thing all over again. Yup.
And that was a man sitting on his porch, double-guessing himself. Acid Trip is brought to you by the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie. On June 30th, 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the government had illegally taken land in the Black Hills granted by the 1868 Treaty by unlawfully abrogating Article 2 of the agreement during negotiations in 1876, while failing to achieve the signatures of two-thirds of the adult male population required to do so. It upheld an award of $15.5 million for the market value of the land in 1877, along with 103 years' worth of interest at 5%, for an additional $105 million. The Lakota Sioux, however, have refused to accept payment and instead continue to demand the return of the territory from the United States. As of August 24, 2011, the Sioux interest on the money has compounded to over $1 billion. With additional considerations provided by, you know, when you're in bed and you roll over to check the time and you think it's way later than it is, but you have like an extra hour and a half to sleep. God, that's just the best feeling, isn't it? There's no beating that. Having an extra hour or so to sleep when you think it's later than it is.
Sits on his porch, coming to terms with himself.
Huh. Maybe I was so doggone critical of that fella's ball cap because of some underlying emotions I've been bottling up since I was a toddler, looking at the other boys with a little too much of a sparkle in my eye. So that now I overcompensate by lashing out with barbs and jests at the expense of others. Lord. I'm pulling on a thread that'll unravel my whole life right now.
And that was a man sitting on his porch, coming to terms with himself.
And now, a man sits on his porch, at peace with himself.
I am a proud homosexual man with a support system I didn't even know existed. A weight has been lifted off of my chest that I didn't even realize I'd been hauling around with me. The air is sweeter. The grass is greener. But god dang it all to heck, that man's ball cap remains the stupidest thing I have ever seen. That man is my husband.
And that was
a man sitting on his porch at peace with himself.
Episode, and boy oh boy, did we white knuckle it to stay on theme this week. That was a roller coaster ride, but we mostly stayed true, I believe. We touched on our nation's great shame in our treatment of Native people. We talked about the guilt that one feels for lashing out at somebody that you like, because the feelings, the true feelings, are so strong that you're scared by them, and there's just no other way that you know how to react. And then I discovered, along with you, that I don't know how to say noir. I think that's it. Noir. That's an impossible word. You know, some of those words where you read them and you write them for a while, but then you kind of say it out loud, and it's like, oh, wow. No idea. Noir. That's fun. I don't feel any shame about that, though, or guilt. That's just something I'm going to have to work on. And here we go. Here's that guilt coming back in. I promise you, I'm not going to work on it. I will never learn how to properly say that word. Oh, gosh. What a weight off my chest. Until next time, if there is a next time, goodbye.